Hello and welcome to D Street Talk podcast powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shataj Anand and today I have with me a very special guest, Parin Lathia of WazirX, a cryptocurrency exchange. Well, we are doing the podcast on the sidelines of Traders Carnival 2021, which is happening in Goa. Well, there's one thing, if you have, everyone would envy you because it turned out to be the best performing asset class of 2020, Bitcoin or the cryptocurrency. Well, to get a complete perspective, let's welcome Parin. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Well, Parin, the first question I wanted to put it across to you is that, Bitcoin is not new to the world, but it came in limelight recently. The asset class, which rallied more than 200% in 2020, and these kind of returns could pull anyone towards it. So what is Bitcoin?
So usually when we look at Bitcoin, people often talk about prices. And when you talk about prices, it has not only been the best performing asset of 2020, but it's been the best performing asset of a decade by a huge margin. Mm-hmm. And it's still performing really well in 2021. But the most important thing that people should understand is the underlying technology and why it is called a paradigm shift. When we look at Bitcoin, it is essentially a peer-to-peer digital gold. So anyone who wants to understand Bitcoin needs to keep these things in mind, that it's transacted from peer to peer. It is validated by millions of people across the globe. So there is no third party that is validating these transactions. And Bitcoin is limited in supply, just like gold. So when you look at Bitcoin, essentially you think about gold's properties replicated on a digital medium. So that's the introduction. But of course, this doesn't even begin to cover it. So people should actually do a lot of research and read about Bitcoin before investing in Bitcoin or any other cryptocurrency, because it's a very complex topic. So I hope this gives you some perspective.
Right, I'm sure our listeners would take that into account. And can Bitcoin become the next asset class for retail investors? Although some big voices of India Inc. have already supported the cryptocurrency.
So right now, Bitcoin has already become an asset class. In India, there are more than 1 crore people holding Bitcoin, trading in different cryptocurrencies. We've seen over $1 billion of turnover or, investments in crypto. And we are seeing a global surge in Bitcoin investments, primarily because it is seen as a hedge. So the way this asset class is being seen by retail investors is, if I have a large portfolio of diversified assets, I should have a little bit of Bitcoin, primarily because I want to hedge against the inflation that fiat is going through. And that's how Wall Street fund managers have portrayed it, and that's how they are using it. So retail investors now are waking up to the fact that having a little bit of Bitcoin or a cryptocurrency in their portfolio is going to be inevitable in the future. So we are pretty early when it comes to adopting Bitcoin or crypto, but the movement has started.
Right. Well, the movement has started, but there's some uncertainty about the regulation bit as well around the crypto. So what is the way ahead?
So crypto is completely legal in India right now. Last year, we saw the Supreme Court ruling in favor of crypto industry and uplifting the RBI banking restrictions that were laid on the industry. And it's completely legal right now, although we are working towards positive regulation. So this industry is unregulated, what we call. It's not illegal, but it's unregulated. And as industry, we are initiating a dialogue with the authorities to make sure that there is positive regulation in place so that people can still end up investing, but in a very clean, legal way with all the rules about investments, laws, taxation in place. So that's where we are going. And I am sure that our government is progressive. The whole world is regulating Bitcoin. No country in the world has banned Bitcoin as of now, holding and trading of Bitcoin. And India is going to take giant leaps towards regulation in the near future.
Well, that's good news. And, in fact, I saw a media report which suggests that around 15% of investors in Bitcoin are women, and the percentage which only increased from here. So what are your views on that?
Definitely, we are seeing a lot of women investors join the crypto industry. Also, we are seeing a lot of women investors who haven't invested in traditional assets joining crypto industry, primarily because they don't have to unlearn the fiat part of it. And this number is only going to rise in the future. So we are looking forward to that.
Right. And how can one invest in Bitcoins in India, and what is the ideal percentage which one should have in case he or she is investing?
So investing in Bitcoin and crypto is really easy. You go to an exchange, like WazirX is similar to Bombay Stock Exchange or National Stock Exchange when it comes to crypto. Mm-hmm. You just download the app and you can invest in it with your bank account. You can keep trades, you can pay taxes. We have KYC, AML policies in place, so it's completely legal to do that. Surprisingly, it just takes 5 minutes to buy your first Bitcoin. And there are quite a few exchanges that are doing it in a big way in India. So that's about how to buy Bitcoin or crypto. How much should you invest? Mm-hmm. It would depend on a person's risk-taking appetite. But some of the largest fund managers in the world are recommending 1 to 2% of a person's portfolio in Bitcoin, primarily because it is a hedge. Mm-hmm. We have to understand that it is still a high-risk asset, and when you invest in a high-risk asset as a hedge, you want a little bit in your portfolio. It is unavoidable, but you take calculated risks. Also, one of the things that I usually tell people is start reading about crypto. A lot of people join crypto industry bandwagon because someone else is getting better returns without being informed about it. And when someone does that, they end up making bad choices and lose their money. Mm-hmm. So primarily, it's very difficult to understand Bitcoin. So while you invest a little bit of money, start reading about it. There are amazing resources available on the internet. And once you get more confidence, you understand the underlying technology and the economics, then you take more risks based on your portfolio. But it is a high-risk investment, so be careful and invest in crypto or Bitcoin.
Right. And I think my next question is pretty linked to that as well. Any books which investors should read before attempting to trade in the crypto?
Definitely. I think this is the first time an interviewer is asking me this question, and I'm really happy that you're doing that because the best way to learn about such a complex thing is through books. Mm-hmm. The Bitcoin Standard by Dr. Saifedean Ammous is the Bible for us. This book covers a lot of foundation which you would not read about anywhere else, and it gives a very comprehensive view of why Bitcoin even exists in the first place, right? That is the question that everyone should be asking. Why do we even need Bitcoin? We've been doing fine without it, right? This book answers that very well. You will understand Bitcoin probably as well as anyone else in the industry with this book. And the second book that I would recommend is called The Internet of Money. It's by Andreas Antonopoulos. Mm-hmm. If you Google both of these, you will find books. You will also find a lot of YouTube videos which explain and summarize the book. So this is a great place to start.
All right. Well, thank you, Mr. Pareen, and listeners for tuning into this edition of Special Podcast. But do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy. Again, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.